We are back right here on the Elias Macko Show, and let's have a discussion now about healthcare. Now, Éric Duhem and the Conservative Party of Quebec may have zero seats in the National Assembly, but there is a better than zero chance that the government may take some of the ideas from the Conservative Party Quebec when it comes to healthcare. Let's talk about the future of healthcare. Let's talk about how much privatization or delivery of services from the private sector we need to see in this province. Éric Duhem, leader of the Conservative Party Quebec, is on the line. Monsieur Duhem, welcome back.
Thank you very much, Ilya. It's always a pleasure.
So first things first, you know, I know we've been doing some of this in Quebec now for 15, 20 years, right, in certain respects with some procedures, right? And I know Ontario, across the border, they've just announced they're going to start doing some more procedures in the private sector. Here's one thing, right? In the reporting on what's happening in Ontario, right, it's come out that the Ford government is going to pay private clinics for procedures. They're going to pay them way more than what it actually costs to perform the same procedure in the public system. And then I get to worry that, oh boy, if we go down this path, healthcare will cost more for all of us. How do you end up with a system that has more private delivery but doesn't end up costing more for the taxpayer?
We have to be very cautious when we're talking about the cost and compare the private to the public sector, because often those comparisons do not include many things that are spent by the public sector for the hospitals, for the all sorts of administration costs that are not included. But overall, if you look at what's going on, and this is our inspiration at the Conservative Party of Quebec, we looked at the best healthcare systems in the world, and it happens to be in Europe, and they happen to all be systems where there's a parallel system, public and private. And our main example is Sweden, which used to be an example that was used by the leftists, as you know, a few decades ago. But now we can be inspired by Sweden when we're talking about private healthcare. The example we give is always the hospital at Saint-Gorin in Switzerland, where they were able to reduce the cost by 10% compared to the private sector for the same services. And what we've realized over the years is that the waiting time and the emergency, the provider, the satisfaction rate of patients regarding the services they get is much higher, much better than their public counterparts. So there is a way of doing it. And as you know, I've met Premier Legault last week. He told me that one of the promises he made during the last campaign that he will fulfill quickly is the one to have a private hospital in Montreal and a private hospital in Quebec City. He wants a pilot project with two hospitals. I said that we will cooperate with them, and that's the reason why yesterday the Conservative Party came out with six proposals for the government, because we do believe that, you know, there is hope. It's not a matter of money. You talked about money. You have to know, Elias, that since the CAQ arrived in power, they increased the budget of healthcare by 35%. It went from $40 billion to $54 billion a year. It's more than $1 billion a week that we're spending, and we're not getting the services that we deserve. So it's not just a matter of money. It's a matter of mismanagement, why the system is so inefficient.
Why can't the public system be reimagined to accomplish what you want? You know, for instance, now, you know, I know we went through this phase where we decided to build super hospitals and throw everything into gigantic facilities, and it turns out they're less efficient, right? So why can't we decide, hey, you know what? It'll be under the public system, but we will start making a clinic that just does the cataract surgery, a clinic that just does the MRI. Why can't we accomplish your goals within the public system?
Well, for the simple reason that a monopoly has no incentive to be more efficient. And it's not the fact that it's private or public. Any kind of monopoly is bad for clients, for consumers, or for patients. And that's something we need to realize. You know, if public monopolies would work, we would know in Quebec, because we have a huge one and it's been there for years. And it's, you know, the satisfaction rate is very low and the efficiency is very low. We need, competition is good. It gives you some incentive. It's not just good for patients. It's also good even for people who are working within the system. Yesterday, for example, we talked about the fact that nurses in Quebec are leaving the system like nowhere else. Why are they leaving? Because they're sick and tired of the conditions that they're in. If there was a competition, there would be another employer ready to hire them and to make sure we could do things better. And a matter of fact, there is kind of a competition within Quebec, and you guys on the non-Francophone side have an advantage because, as you might know, the compulsory overtime is not as big among the English system than the French system in Quebec. And the reason is because it's much more decentralized. Employees have more work to say about the hours they're working within the week. They could exchange their hours, all things that are not possible on the French side. When there is two, three, four systems that are parallel, we could compare and we could take what's better of the best system and implement it to the others, which is not possible when you have a monopoly where everything is the same. It's a one-size-fits-all.
We're with Éric Duhaime, leader of the Conservative Party of Quebec. We're talking healthcare as this party has released a six-point plan on healthcare, their proposals. Mr. Duhaime, Éric, let me get your take on this. What do you think about the U.S. system of healthcare? South of the border, our American friends, what do you think about their healthcare system?
Well, today it's interesting that you're asking the question because today there's a Léger poll that came out about the American system. And the American system has, you know, there's advantages and disadvantages. The first thing is that they have access to healthcare. If you look at them at the poll today, you can see that they don't see a shortage. They don't see problems with waiting lists. They don't see those kind of things. The problem, however, on the other side of the border is that the costs are very high. People are suing physicians. There's a huge cost for that. And there's also people who have no money, who cannot afford certain surgery. So it's not the best system by far. Like, if you compare with European systems, they're much more efficient and they're also more universal. And that's what we should target because in Canada, we decided we want to, you know, to make sure that everybody could have access to healthcare, which is good and which we all agree on. But can we do it more efficiently? Can we make sure that there's some competition? You know, the American system is something else, but the best systems in the world are not in Canada nor in the U.S.
Another concern about allowing private companies to have play a bigger role in delivering healthcare services. You know, people say where this does happen, you go to a private clinic and maybe it's the Medicare card that's paying for it. But when you get there, the private clinic will try and upsell and upcharge you, right? Well, you can get the regular surgery, but we can offer you a deluxe surgery and it's 50% more, right? So, and I know a lot of people are concerned about that. Once you give the keys to private companies to deliver these services, at the end of the day, even though you may say you won't pay with your credit card, it'll always be your Medicare card, at the end of the day, you will pay because you'll be forced into paying for extra services. How would you guard against that?
Well, there's several things we can say. First off, it already exists. We have to stop being a bunch of hypocrites. Yesterday on the front page of Le Journal de Montréal, You saw that within the government, they are currently paying the private sector for physicians that are available at the over your phone, and you can do it from your home to have good advice and everything. So we're always talking about the fact that, you know, private sector and healthcare is terrible. We shouldn't mix both together, but we're always doing it by the back door. The difference with the Conservatives is that we want to do it from the front door. Currently, if you want to have an eye surgery, you have a right to pay. But if you have a heart attack, you have no right to pay. Like, why is it that I could spend all the money I want in the casino or at the SAQ to buy booze, but I can't give a penny for my own, the most important thing in my life, which is my health? You know, in terms of values, it's not one side that has great values and the other side that are a bunch of people who are just looking for profit. It's much more complicated than that. And at the end of the day, we do believe that when people are investing in their health, well, they're also helping the public system because those people don't need any services in the public system, and people who are there could get better care. So we have to stop looking at it. You know, saying, it's unfair because they're not getting access to the same services, and we should look at it. Are people getting better services overall?
Éric, I have to wrap this interview up. Before I let you go, though, I do want to ask you one question. Obviously, you're here on CJ 800. I've heard you talk, about the English system and how, in some respects, it's better than the French system on healthcare, right? And I've heard you in other interviews and even in French talk about this, right? Yeah. So I just want to ask you this, you know, are Anglo still in your heart? I mean, now that we're not in an election campaign, are you still courting Anglos? Do you want Anglos to join your party? What about you and your love affair with Anglos, which was quite evident in the last election?
You know, Elias, I like all Quebecers. When you're the political leader of a party in Quebec City, you shouldn't discriminate. between the language that is your mother tongue. And I think it's very sad that in Quebec that it became a wedge issue. It's been for way too long. It was on the constitutional issue between the yes and no camp. Fortunately, that debate is gone. I do believe so. And it's also unfortunate that we have a premier who tried to wedge on that issue in the last campaign. I think we have to unite all Quebecers together. And for me, Ilya, we're all Quebecers first and foremost. The language that we speak at home is our personal choice, and it shouldn't be the source of a political division. Quebec is going nowhere with such debates. We need to move on. And that's been the speech that I had before the election, during the election, and after the election.
Éric Duhaime is leader of the Conservative Party of Quebec. Thanks so much, Mr. Duhaime. Take care.
Always a pleasure. Thank you very much. Au revoir.